Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Each year, the United States honors a select group of people who stand out for their efforts to protect and support human rights with the Global Human Rights Defender Awards. The first award recipient, Mohammed Noor Khan, led two of Bangladesh's best-known domestic rights organizations and partnered with international organizations to document human rights abuses and promote accountability in Bangladesh. From Brazil, Elaise de Souza Farias is a cutting-edge indigenous investigative journalist who reports on issues of the environment, agriculture, and indigenous and traditional peoples, among other topics. Kim Sitar, leader of the labor rights-supported Union of Khmer Employees at the Naga World Resort and Casino in Cambodia, led a strike demanding higher wages. Amid harassment and her arrest in 2022, Ms. Sitar continues to speak out about labor rights. Throughout Nino Lomjaria's tenure as public defender of Georgia from 2017 through 2022, she and her team advocated for human rights protections for all. Rosa Melania Reyes Velasquez is being recognized for fighting violence against women in Honduras. Nasreen Sotoudeh is an Iranian human rights lawyer and activist. In March 2019, she was sentenced to a cumulative 38 years in prison and 148 lashes for providing legal defense services to women charged with crimes for not wearing a hijab. Bashar Hassan, an Iraqi human rights lawyer, headed up a group of lawyers who served as defense counsel for numerous journalists, activists, and protesters. According to Amnesty International, these attorneys were arbitrarily arrested and forcibly disappeared in Badenan in the Iraqi Kurdistan region. Mohamed Ely El-Her of Mauritania has made monumental progress in securing land rights for former victims of slavery. Ding Jex, who lives in the People's Republic of China, is being honored for helping to start the New Citizens Movement. This organization supported independent candidates in local elections, launched calls for government officials to disclose their personal finances, and supported property rights. According to reports, Mr. Ding was tried in secret in 2022 with no verdict announced. And finally, Ekwe David Joseph Dose of Togo is being honored for supporting Togolese civil society, fighting against injustice and impunity, and promoting democratic advancement across the region for over 15 years. Protecting and supporting these and other human rights defenders remains a key U.S. foreign policy priority, as they are integral to democracy, access to justice, a vibrant civil society, economic prosperity, and environmental sustainability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.